Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go!
Now it's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. Woo-hoo! Mix 94.1.
Uh-oh. Getting us over there? You getting us? We're on the air.
There we go. Hey. I was on air and I was not in program. Someone came in the studio last night and there was a bunch of stuff going on here. And so I was really confused this morning as to what was going on.
Things were turned around in your spot over there?
Yeah. Or? Well, there's a system we use called Wide Orbit and it was open here. And I was looking at it and everything that was loaded up. And I'm like, wait a second. This is not matching what's going on there. And it was silent in here. So I was worried maybe we were off the air. So I ran in there. We were on the air. Uh-huh. And so I came back in here. I'm so confused. And I saw it was from yesterday's. But then I'm like, why is Wide Orbit open in here? So I was messing around. And I think I logged into our account. I think I remember what the login and the password was. Uh-huh. And I was just kind of looking at it. But I see nothing loaded on the left-hand side where there's like our songs and our commercials.
Oh, I have like kind of the software of what runs the radio station in front of me. You can kind of see that, but you're not seeing anything loaded inside it?
Well, yeah, I was kind of excited. That way I could see where we are mm-hmm. in certain things and what's going on. And so I don't know if I loaded into the right account, but I've got stuff on the side that shows little different things that we use during our show, but I didn't see there's nothing on the other side.
Do you see what do you see right now? Do you see a couple hooks up there or what are you looking at?
I see there's just like clips, parody of Bad Guy, Dad Guy, Aha Moments.
Oh, that sounds like a riot, Dad
I
Guy.
I know, yeah. Ghostbusters Afterlife, Kendrick Lamar, Dave Gosher saying Score.
There's all kinds of drops and sound effects over there.
Yeah, so I don't really understand what is going on here. But anyway.
The pre-show opened, I looked up and I'm like, I think she hears, because you didn't have like a panic on your face. You were just, I'm like, did she hear us and waiting for a long, giving a big dramatic pause until we do the official good morning greeting. And then I realized, oh, something's going on over there.
No, nothing of the sort. When I finally figured I couldn't hear anything, I pressed program air instead of program or KMXB program. So anyway, I am here. We are here, and it is Wednesday. I'm so confused. By the way, rabbit, rabbit, everyone! It's the first of the month. Let's do this, guys. Second half of 2020. It's been insane. This is our comeback. This is where things are turning around for us. I can feel it.
I'm down for that. Big yeah. Third, fourth quarter comeback. Absolutely. They're writing us off. No, coach. We're ready to go.
No, we are coming back. We're a second half team. And so no worries, everyone.
Just like a good NFL team. They go into the locker room at halftime. They make some adjustments. They looked at film. Okay, we realize this is happening here on the corner over here on the left side. So let's go to the right side when we come out in the second half and we make our adjustments and we come out strong in the second half of the year.
I certainly hope that is the case. Absolutely. But yeah, it has just been insane. So yes, fresh start here. How was your night last night?
Good. We mentioned this on the show last week. You're the one that broke the news to me. The Undertaker, WWF, the big dramatic tweet he put out, thank you. So everyone's kind of speculating that is his thank you to his fans, that he is retiring. There is a special on the WWE Network called The Undertaker, The Last Ride, and it's a docuseries. And they started filming this like 3 years ago, just kind of following his life, his return to WrestleMania, some surgeries afterwards. And wrestling fans around the world have been saying this is just an amazing documentary. So I finally, I'm like, you know, I'll watch a minute of this thing. Ugh. Two episodes later, two hours later last night. Yeah, one of these deals are totally just got sucked in, which I think is a good thing, having a show to watch. But last night, it's like 9:45. I'm like, I've got to go to bed.
It's nice, though, when you can lose yourself for a little bit, though. I've been having a hard time with that lately, where I'll be watching something, but I'm half into it because I've got other things on my mind. So the fact that you were able to do that, that's a good thing.
It's one of those deals where, get five more minutes.
Yeah.
Just 5 more minutes. Like, oh, time to go to bed.
I would do anything to be able to do something like that right now. That's good. Maybe I'll watch that show.
Oh, I was working at the same time. Don't get me wrong. Laptop was on my stomach. Yeah, I wasn't sitting in my popcorn.
But you forgot about stuff for a little while.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, maybe if you're looking for some escapism, Mercedes, The Undertaker's The Last Ride on the WWE Network. I'll give you my username and password if you care to watch it tonight.
I may just do that. I may surprise you. You never know.
You're 10 hours. This is amazing, you guys.
I can't believe I never got into this. I'm going to start with wrestling from day one. This will be the longest binge watch you've ever seen before.
How was your night?
It was good. It was just dealing with a bunch of stuff. We started the renovation on Monday, and I kind of suspected this was going to happen. It's one of those things where I'm so mad at myself for thinking it was going to happen because then I think it's starting to happen. My husband said, get those thoughts out of your mind. It's not going to happen. But I just felt like the neighborhood would get mad at us for having like a dumpster in front of our house and people coming and going, and that we would start to get like targeted, like, oh, you know, people are mad. And so yesterday I get this email from our homeowners association, and they have an issue with something, and it has nothing to do with the construction. They were basically accusing me of doing something that I did not do, and I can get into this later. So I'm like, okay, wait, what? So I write back. I'm like, this is not me. I don't know what this is about, but blah, blah, blah. So I dealt with that, and they apologized. They're like, you're right, it was not you, we're so sorry, blah, blah, blah. So then last night, it literally 9:45 or something, I check my email one last time before I close my eyes, and there's another email from the Homeowners Association. Uh-oh. And it's saying something that one of our vendors did, one of the people working on our house, and I'm like, oh my gosh. And so I literally went back and forth. I finally wrote, am I being targeted for something? This is literally the second time I've heard from you today, and I never hear from you guys. And they're like, no, it's just coincidence. Blah, blah, blah.
But someone's watching. I don't know what the first incident was, but if you received a notice about something your construction guys are doing, that means someone's watching.
I was just so annoyed that, like, it was all happening in one day, and then especially right before I went to bed. So, of course, when I kept thinking about it, and I was upset and all that. But the good news is I finally passed out and woke up feeling much better. But yeah.
that's a sign, though. If you received an email about, you know, a construction worker parked his truck in front of my house, that means you have some neighbor around you who's got the eyeballs on you right now. And they're watching, and they're looking to get you.
That's what I was thinking. My husband's like, no, you're being paranoid.
And you got an email.
I don't know if I am being paranoid.
It's not like someone was walking by and he said, oh, they're looking at us. You got an email from the HOA calling you out on something.
Yeah, so I don't know. It was just one of those nights where I'm like, okay, I'm not dealing with this anymore. But
might I suggest The Undertaker's The Last Ride?
I think I need that.
Mercedes in the Mornings, what's trending?
Hey, Mix 94.1. Sorry. I turned around in here.
There's a lot going on this morning. Kim Kardashian is trending this morning. Move over, Kylie Jenner. Kim Kardashian West is joining the Billionaires Club. She sold a 20% stake in her cosmetics line, KKW Beauty, to global beauty brand Coty in a $200 million deal. Now, while she is not officially a billionaire, her company is now valued at $1 billion as a result of the deal. Now, Forbes clarified that she herself is worth only $900 million, so don't get too excited about that.
But, oh, boo-hoo!
You know, I know. Kanye didn't seem to mind. He says she's in the Billionaires Club. He put out a really nice, kind tweet congratulating her on her success. But it was funny because when he posted it, there was like a picture of an artichoke and a rose with it. And I'm like, huh? I am I missing something? Yeah. Why is there an artichoke and a rose here? But anyway, her maybe it was to celebrate, but she has also changed up her look. She dyed her hair red. And a lot of people were saying, oh, she didn't dye it red. It's just a wig. No, it's she dyed it red. Even her hairstylist took to Instagram and said, redhead, it's not a wig before you start with that bleep. Kim is a trendsetter and not afraid of doing something new.
I have not seen the pictures of her red hair. Do you like it? Is it something like, ooh, you could see yourself going down that red hair road?
I do like it. I like it. It's truly red. It's not like... You know how redheads really actually have like orange hair?
Mm.
It's truly red.
It's red.
Yeah,
huh?
It's. I think it's cute. I like it personally, but I don't know. We can post a picture of it if you guys want to check it out. Every time we post anything to do with the Kardashians, people are like, "Why are you wasting your time posting about the Kardashians?" Do you like it?
I do.
I like it too. I think it's super cute. So, yeah, check it out. It's up there. But she's now a billionaire, sort of. Also trending this morning, alcohol is trending. A new study says light drinking may protect your brain function. Researchers examined the link between alcohol consumption and changes in cognitive function over time in middle-aged and older adults. And what they found is compared to non-drinkers, those that had a drink or two a day tended to perform better on cognitive tests. Over time, is there something to be said for that? I don't know. The optimal amount of drinks per week was between 10 and 14 drinks per week. But that doesn't mean that if you drink less, you should start drinking more. That's just...
Light drinking is 10 to 14 drinks a week?
I guess so.
Whoa.
I know.
I couldn't do it.
I couldn't either. You know, I haven't had a drink in a long time. We do these happy hours with my mom and my aunts. I called it the Golden Girls happy hours. I don't even drink anymore. I just have a bottle of water just because it's like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, I'll have a drink or two on the weekends. I cannot. There's no way I could do it on a weeknight. Just with the hours that we keep getting up at 3 a.m., I don't even want to be off a little bit. If I have a glass of wine or something at dinner, that will affect me. It'll affect my sleep, and it'll affect the rest of the day.
Yeah, I find that it really messes with my sleep. Mm-hmm. I don't sleep well. Even if I just have one drink, I wake up in the middle of the night. So that's why I've kind of quit drinking. I just don't
get
good sleep.
You mentioned that before, that you quit before. Yeah,
yeah. I don't know. But I love the taste of wine. That's the thing. And I still will have it. I haven't quit completely. Mm-hmm. But if I'm by myself... And there's no one else around, which is kind of the case these days. I just don't see the point.
You be like solo or like your kids and Matt leave you alone?
No, like...
Oh, not around, like friends and like
that's
socially.
That's the only time I drink,
gotcha,
really,
gotcha,
is if it's socially, because my husband doesn't drink.
The way you said it made it sound like Matt and the girls are like leaving you, like, oh, we're out of here. And you're like, oh.
Time to drink.
I'm home alone.
I'm having a cold one. Also trending this morning, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is trending. So a new movie based on the pizza-loving Turtles is in the works, and it's being produced by Seth Rogen and Nickelodeon. Nickelodeon, they first brought back the franchise in 2012 with the CG animated Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles series, and then Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in 2019. The last two movies of the franchise were released in 2014 and 2016, and they were produced by Michael Bay.
I'm trying to find their theme song, which is this. There was a Donatello. Was that one of them?
Donatello, Michelangelo, Leonardo, and...
Tom.
No. Who was it? Not Tom. I'm spacing. Someone knows. Someone out there knows.
Someone's screaming at the radio right now. It's Frank!
Come on! Was it with a V? Oh, I don't know. So that is trending this morning. And then Fruit Loops is trending this morning. Attention, cereal lovers. You're going to get a taste of the tropics with the latest flavor of Fruit Loops. Fruit Loops Tropical is now out. The cereal has pineapple, orange, banana, and mango flavors. The yellow, orange, and green colored loops are on shelves right now. The cereal is a limited edition, so it will likely only be out for the summer. Which I don't understand how they have three different colors, but they have four different flavors.
Something's overlapping.
Yeah, that's weird. But I always thought that the Fruit Loops were all the same flavor. And they were just different colors. They just tasted fruity. So I'm wondering if it's the same thing here, where they all just kind of have that taste.
Yeah, we should do a taste test to see if there is it, taste the orange one. Does it taste orangey? We should try that.
Yeah, I don't know. That's interesting to me. Fruit Loops is always that good standby cereal. It's not my favorite, but if it's there, why not? I'll have a bowl.
It took me for I never realized how they spell fruit too. F-R-O-O-T.
I know. my autocorrect wanted to change it last night, and that's what's trending.
Mix 94.1. Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
1219.
And now here's your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is 6 o'clock. It is Wednesday. My days are all turned around. I thought yesterday was Wednesday, so I kept posting everything as if it was Wednesday. I'm like, middle of the week, woo! People are like, it's Tuesday. I'm like, oh, I had no idea.
Okay. I woke up thinking today was Tuesday.
Oh, really? So that's good. You're ahead of the
game. I'm ahead, yeah. I'm doing well today then, right? Wednesday, wow.
That is awesome. I love when that happens, when you're like, oh, it's Tuesday, and it's like, no, it's Friday. What?
Yeah, what?
That is like the greatest. So welcome to the show. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. You and I kind of talked about it off the air. I did that antibodies test to see if I ever had COVID-19 or coronavirus. It goes, the one I did went back 6 months, at least 6 months. I got the results back and everything was negative.
So that's, I mean, is that good or is it bad?
I know.
Which is it?
It's so funny. I got the message. I'm like, I've never been like happy for a negative result on a test. We're like, no, I'm sorry. I've never been happy. I never wanted I wanted it to be positive.
So you kind of had it. They are saying now that just because you had it doesn't mean you can't get it again.
Yeah, I know.
But I know what you mean.
I mean, come on. Let's
yeah.
See. You know, I want to know like, oh, I had it back in December and I was just, I was fine with it. But because that's when I was sick. It was Christmas time. It was New Year's Eve. Yeah, that's when I was like, I haven't been sick in a long time. I got really sick with some of the symptoms that falls under coronavirus and COVID-19. So I was negative on everything. And my wife also had the test done. And she came back negative as well. So but my wife and I never had it, at least in the past 6 months.
Yeah, but that's not the same as the current test, right? I was talking to my husband about that. And he's like, because we're like, should we just get one just to see?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, if you're going to do it, do both. He's like, get the one to see if you currently have it. Maybe you're asymptomatic. And then get the one, the antibodies one, to see if you did have it.
Yes.
So they're two different tests, though, right?
That is correct. Yes. This was just, I do infusions. I get vitamins and some other stuff I get done. And the place I go to offer the antibodies test. And it's covered through insurance. I'm like, absolutely. So when I was getting my injections and stuff, they did some withdrawing of some blood last week. And that's why I had it done. But I am thinking about just going down just to get the test. Just curious. I have zero symptoms right now. I feel fantastic. But just peace of mind. Just know that, like, hey, oh, wow, you're asymptomatic or you're clear. No, don't worry about anything.
Well, yeah. And you also don't know who you're coming into contact with. And like you said, if you are asymptomatic, and it's a good thing to probably find out. Same here. Like, I did get an ear infection over like a couple months ago. And there was part of me that's like, oh my gosh, I'm scared. But then as soon as I had the antibiotics for 2 days, it was a pain in my ear, you know? And,
yeah.
And so that was gone. But yeah, I think a lot of people would be best served to go out and get one. And so I may have to put that on my to-do list. We're going to have some time off here and very soon. So I'm not going to have much to do. I could go and get that done.
But it's also doing the more people I told that I was negative, I also had the kind of reaction like, oh,
like, well, it's like they kind of hope that you had passed the worst of it.
Yes.
You know? That's how I felt. I was happy that it was negative for you, but I was also like, oh, dang, because I knew you were sick in January. And I was hoping that, you know, maybe that was the worst of it for you for the year, you know.
And I told my mom, and she was the one that was kind of bummed because I was back home in Pennsylvania over Christmas around all my family. And that's when things were just starting. And her mind would be thinking, if I had it and no one else got it back home, then maybe they are good not to get it or something. So it's just funny when you tell people, yeah, I was negative. Oh, darn it.
I wish you were positive.
No.
I kept asking you if you got your results. I felt bad. I wasn't trying to be nosy.
No, not at all.
I was basing whether or not I was going to get a test off of your results. I'm like, okay, if you had it, then I should probably get in there and find out if I had it or not.
Yeah, I was truly bummed when I got it. I'm like, all the results are here, and I open it up like negative. Here was it says here. COVID-2 antibody, negative. COVID something else, negative. negative, negative. Like, no, no,
why do you have to be so negative?
I know.
Come on.
Turn this thing around. Be positive.
Well, I think that it's a good thing in the end. And
yes,
you just got to stay careful. You
know,
make sure that you don't end up with a positive on that. Although you did say 6 months and it's July 1st, so maybe you did have it.
Because I was telling the nurse when she was taking it, she's like, this one goes back solid 6 months. And I'm like, well, what about the prior 6 months? Like, nah, not this one. And like, you know, I started getting sick right around the 23rd of December. That's definitely, and I had this test done last Wednesday or Thursday. So I'm thinking, wow, what if it, does it end right at 6 months? If that's the case, it's not covering when I was sick.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe not all hope is lost at this point. Maybe you did have it. Who knows?
How you doing over there?
I'm doing good. I'm just kind of ready for the weekend. We're trying to decide what we're going to do for 4th of July, and we're going to do a little backyard barbecue, but the best part of it is I'm not going to barbecue. Mm. We ordered from a barbecue place yesterday. I called them up. I'm like, hey, you know, it's us, so we don't need a ton of food, but I'm like, I'm going to plate it like I made it.
Yes.
And it's going to look, it's going to feel like an authentic barbecue in the backyard for 4th of July. And of course, if you are looking for something fun on the 4th of July, the Summerlin Patriotic Parade, it is back, and it's not in person. It's the first virtual parade this year, which we are a part of. We are hosting it along with Sherry Swenson and Brian Loftus from Channel 8. And so we would love for you to check it out. It's debuting 9 a.m. on Saturday morning. You can go to SummerlinPatrioticParade.com to check it out. There's a lot of fun surprises. It's going to be really cool. So I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah, me too. We had a lot of fun filming some segments for the parade, and there's so much that went into it. And kudos to them for deciding to go virtual and pulling this whole thing off, writing out scripts for us and setting up to meet some people and thank some people. And I'm looking forward to see how it all comes together.
Yeah, it really is going to be cool. So again, make sure you check that out. 9 a.m. on Saturday morning.
Coming up here in the dirt. Ooh. Not a good day for Maroon 5. Let's just leave it at that. I'll tell you what's going on coming up here in just about 7 minutes.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Sia. Let me give you some Sia. Sia right here. So Sia is 44 years old, and she just became a grandmother.
A grandmother?
A grandmother.
Oh, my goodness. Good for her. How's that?
So she recently adopted two teenage boys who are about to age out of foster care. I believe they're 18 years old. So she adopted these two boys like 2 months ago. And one of them just and his girlfriend are going to have kids. I think it's going to be twins.
Oh, wow. Well, babies are always happy. I love babies.
Sia went from no family to all of a sudden she's a grandmother in 2 months.
I know. I was like, I don't recall her having children. But okay, I do remember when she adopted them. That's really cool.
Mark Wahlberg just found out that he's, quote, allergic to almost everything. Have you ever done one of those allergy tests where they kind of prick your back and then they see if what explodes and what kind of stays calm?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I've done one of those tests. Yeah,
he did one of those things, and man, he showed a picture of his back. That thing is swelled up.
Wow.
Do you remember? I did one too, and I forget what it was I was allergic to.
Mine were like trees.
Yeah,
certain things like that. Allergens with I want to say oak was one of them. No food allergies, but that was the big one.
There was something. Mine was some kind of tree or something that had issues. And I remember them telling me February and May. So always remember now, like around February, May, if I start to get allergies, I'm like, oh, it's that tree. But I forget what the tree is. Probably like planted in my front yard.
Just keep it out.
Do you know the name? Let me see here. Mickey Madden.
Mickey Madden. No.
You don't know who Mickey Madden is?
I don't.
Neither did I until I saw the story. Mickey Madden is the bassist for Maroon 5.
Oh, I saw this story too. Yeah, but I already forgot his name. Isn't that funny? Wow.
And this is not good. He was arrested for alleged domestic violence on Saturday. Back in 2017 or 2016, he was arrested for charges on cocaine. Now, Maroon 5 has a lot of members, and some members have come and gone. But Mickey Madden, he was with Adam Levine before the band was even called Maroon 5. He goes back to the days when they're known as Karis Flowers. He's been with Adam Levine since the beginning. So this is one of the original members of Maroon 5, still with the band and just kind of not in a good spot right
well,
now.
Well, yeah, that's some not good good look there, Mickey Madden.
Now, this last one here, tabloids say that there's a bit of a rift between Prince Harry and Prince William. We've heard about that before. Well, according to a new book, Prince Harry, this is the reason why the rift is taking place. Prince Harry's spending is what's causing the rift between him and William.
Spending? What's he buying?
Harry is said to have started spending a lot more after marrying Meghan Markle. And that includes house renovations, private jets. He used to always fly commercial, but now he does private.
Ah, too good for the commercial now. I see.
Wellness products. Yeah, that Goop stuff is not cheap.
No, that's not. That candle that smells like Gwyneth Paltrow's. yeah, I wanted that too, but it was too much.
And then almost $600,000 in maternity clothes?
Whoa.
That's some expensive maternity clothes.
I didn't know Harry was wearing maternity clothes.
It's a new trend for guys, actually.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's neat.
That,
okay.
That breathable waist. If yeah. You too much.
Man, those maternity pants, those are so... I wore my maternity pants long after I had kids. I loved that waistband. That was just stretchy. Still looked like you were wearing jeans, but you had a big band up there. It was so nice.
I'm telling you, they should market that stuff for people on Thanksgiving, or just people should start wearing maternity clothes on Thanksgiving.
Well, that's what yoga pants are for. I've since diverted to yoga pants.
All right, time to win right now. Caller 20, 702-364-9400. That's you. You're playing Heads Up for a pretty cool prize.
Yeah, we're going to give you the song of your choice to play on the radio. What do you want to hear? We have had great selections so far this week. Let's make it 3 for 3. Caller 20, you get to play right now, 702-364-9400. You pick your category and you pick your partner. Again, that number right now, 702-364-9400.
Don't ghost us. Mercedes in the Morning will be right back. Mix 94.1.
Hey, it's Mercedes.
Post Malone. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, and we have Heads Up again coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, 8:25. And when you win Heads Up, you get to play any song you want like we did just there. And also, this is really cool, you win a two-night staycation at the D Las Vegas.
That's really cool. Yeah, looking forward to that in the 8 o'clock hour. It's 6:32, July 1st. It is the first of the month. It is Rabbit Rabbit. Make sure you say Rabbit Rabbit. People ask me all the time, why do you say Rabbit Rabbit on July 1st? And I was always taught as a kid that before your feet touch the ground, if you say the words Rabbit Rabbit on the first of the month, you're going to have good luck for the month. So I do that every month. And it's like clockwork. So we're in the middle of summer. This first 6 months has been an interesting ride for all of us. So we could all use some good luck, right?
Yes. And I don't do the rabbit rabbit, but I think of you saying rabbit rabbit. I never knew this whole rabbit rabbit thing until I met you and you were doing it. So on the first of the month, I don't do it. But at some point in the morning, when I realize, oh, it's July 1st, I think of you saying in my head, rabbit rabbit.
But by default you're kind of doing it.
Yeah,
so you
yeah,
are getting
exactly.
That good
yeah,
luck.
I'm getting
congrats
the
congrats on that.
I'm
congrats.
Getting the Mercedes dust sprinkled on top of my month. It's a good thing.
Are you as far as like being in the middle of summer and a lot of people are missing their vacations. I know I should next week I would have been on a plane going to Rome and we were all excited about that and that got canceled and no big deal. It's like whatever, as long as everyone's safe. Do you find that your summer vacation plans have been kind of thrown by the wayside?
We're actually putting together summer vacation plans. I mentioned this trip to Wyoming, which is still on the books for us to do next week. So that's kind of still there. I just feel like everything is so fluid the way things are going.
Yeah.
What came out in the news today, was it New York City? New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut said, Nevada, we don't want you.
Yeah, hopefully Wyoming does not pull that same thing.
in the news, you know, the news teasers are like, what states don't want Nevadans to come? I'm like, oh, please don't be Wyoming.
Oh,
please don't
no,
be Wyoming.
I'm sure you'll be just fine on that one.
Going back, though, like to your childhood, did you have a go-to vacation spot? Because we didn't do like elaborate vacations as a kid. Every summer, though, we would take a week and go to the Jersey Shore. We would go to an area called Cape May, and that was like our vacation every summer. Once school got out, I felt like it was right after when school got out. And back east, school would go to like mid-June.
Mm-hmm.
So school would wrap up, and then a couple days later, we would pack up the car, and we would drive to Cape May, and we would be there for a week, and we would just literally just spend the entire week on the beach.
That sounds beautiful. I've never heard of that place before. That it sounds amazing.
It's just a beach in New Jersey, and that was like our go-to vacation spot as a kid. Did you guys have one growing up?
What was yours? If you did have one, the go-to vacation spot during the summer, 702-364-9400. And sell us on it. Because when we can't take vacations again, I want to go on all the vacations. I want to go to all the places, and maybe I'll put Cape May on my list. For us, we always went to visit our family in New Mexico. I have family that lives in this little town between Taos and Santa Fe, and it's called Española, and it is quite the place. Oh boy, if you've been there before, I love it. I just have had so many great summers there. But some people, when they drive through it, are like, "What is this?" Yeah, it's older. Actually, it's gotten a little better. They've kind of expanded. Like my grandma, to get to my grandma's house, you took a dirt road, like into the mountains. Uh-huh. It wasn't like paved. Actually, none of my family members live on paved roads. They all live on dirt roads.
That's awesome.
I think about it. Yeah.
That's really cool.
And so we'd go there. The big thing to do was go to Sonic on Friday and Saturday nights. Like there's a main street and everyone would just cruise up and down and see everyone. So I got so excited when my cousins would let me go cruising with them in their cars and I'd see all their friends and I thought it was just the coolest thing. They'd always tell me to hide in the back because they don't want to be seen with their little cousin. But I just thought it was such a cool thing to do. So Española, New Mexico was always our go-to.
And cruising was a thing to do on a weeknight.
Yeah,
hot summer nights. That's so cool.
We didn't do it with my parents. My parents would stay home. But sometimes if we were lucky, my cousins would take us. And then we'd go to Sonic and get something to drink at Sonic and just meet up with everyone. But that was it. But I have the fondest memories of it. I really enjoyed it as a kid. You know, it's like when you're a kid, you don't know what's fancy and what's not fancy. I enjoyed it so much. But now looking back, I'm like, oh, okay. The town's kind of run down, but I love the town.
It is. Because we, same thing with this Cape May. It's a beautiful beach town, but we would just go, we would stay in the same hotel room. I think we would have two beds, my parents. And this was just my sister and I before John. So my parents would be in one bed, we'd be in the other bed, and we would, just looking back, we would wake up, walk across the street to the beach, and just be on the beach all day long.
Yeah.
Play all day. And then we go back to the hotel later on in the afternoon and jump in the pool. I'm like, oh, a pool. This is unreal.
It was so satisfying.
Day after day. That's all we did for an entire week, and it was perfect.
Let's go to the phones. Hey, good morning. Who is this?
This is Cheryl.
Hey, Cheryl. What was your go-to vacation spot?
We used to go to Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. We had the dog track, Greyhound dog track, really cool beach. My mom's godparents owned a little beach thing off the beach, little hotel type thing.
That sounds amazing.
So stay there.
You sold me at beach. Whenever someone says they go to the beach, I'm like, what beach? Where's the beach? There's something about that ocean air that just fixes everything.
Now, our trips to Cape May, they came to an abrupt end. I remember being in school and my dad picking me up, and we're supposed to leave for vacation the next day and going somewhere. And I told this before in the air because it has a connection to your husband, because Matt was in Cape May at the time. He says, we're not going to Cape May. I'm like, why? Because apparently there were needles and all kinds of medical supplies that had washed up on the shore.
Oh, okay. Well, that's awkward.
Yeah, so we're not going to Cape May? Nope, but that was the last time we went to Cape May.
Oh, yeah, I could see that being an issue.
But I know your husband, Matt, was doing what? The Marine? What was it? What was he doing?
Coast Guard.
Coast Guard training in Cape May at the same time.
Was it the same time?
Yeah, he was there at the same time the needles washed up on shore.
Oh, okay.
We didn't go because of the needles, but Matt was down there when that took place.
Matt. What do you know about said needles?
Up next, we got the hot three. What do you got for us?
All right. Well, kind of a sad stat this morning. As far as U.S. restaurants go, how have they been affected by the coronavirus? We have details on that. Also, this story I think is very, very important. The phrases that TikTokers are using to indicate that they need help and that they're dealing with depression. If you have a kid on TikTok, you don't want to miss this one. And why tourists are ruining the Queen's home. What they are doing. You're not going to believe this. It's all coming up next in the Hot 3.
Don't ghost us. Mercedes in the Morning will be right back. Mix 94.1.
me.
Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande, Rain on Me on Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Restaurants and retail shops have been hit especially hard by the coronavirus pandemic. A new report from Yelp has found that since the beginning of March, restaurants that are listed on their platform, 23,981 have shut down completely at some point during the pandemic. And 53% of those have already decided to close their doors for good. That's more than other sectors of the service industry. Retail stores are expected to lose 35% of its locations, and 24% of beauty salons and 26% of gyms are not planning to return. According to the National Restaurant Association, 3% of restaurants have closed permanently. The full scope of closures is not going to be known until government statistics are released months from now. And the final number, they say, will likely be in the tens of thousands.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
That's awful news to hear.
It's like the restaurant business isn't tough enough as it is. It really is a cutthroat business. But then you add this on top of it, just... it's so tough. And if you've been involved in one of those restaurants that's been able to stay open and keep your doors open, that is awesome. And we really need to support, especially these smaller, you know, mom, pop owned businesses. A lot of the chains are suffering too, but these smaller businesses too. I drove by a restaurant the other day. I'm like, I've never seen that there before. And I was looking to see if they were open. I'm like, we should go get takeout there sometime. I've never seen it. And, yeah, there's just so many places out there.
We got a couple mom and pop types that we love that are downtown, and we've been to them since the reopening. And if you haven't been out, a lot of the restaurants, they're set up with the safety protocols in place, but it just does. They're still at 50% capacity, and they're not at full capacity yet. And so some restaurants realize too, when they're running at 50%, they're not able to make the money they need to survive.
Yeah, they're only selling 50%.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So. Also this morning, I think this is a really important story. TikTokers are using a secret code that has to do with depression. The line, "I had pasta tonight," has become a call for help on the social media platform. What the statement often means is that the person in the video is feeling depressed, anxious, or experiencing suicidal thoughts. According to data from the CDC, Gen Z is the most at-risk generation for mental illness. The suicide rate for people aged 10 to 24 has increased by 56%. Between 2007 and 2017, and social media can contribute to depression. So some kids are speaking out about this, trying to let people in on this. And this one girl, Amber, she wrote on Twitter, "Saw a TikTok about a girl saying her mom just made her favorite pasta, not knowing what it's about. I went to the comment section, and it's everyone giving her reasons to stay. One comment said, 'Have you heard your child's laugh yet?' Other captions like, 'I finished my shampoo and conditioner at the same time,' also serve as codes for help. Mental health is still a very stigmatized issue that many people find really hard to openly admit or talk about. So those phrases act as a way to raise a red flag without feeling too vulnerable online."
So these are legitimate codes. They're not just reading into something that someone says. Like, people know... what's the code, the pasta code?
There's a couple. There's "I had pasta tonight," or some kind of "my mom made my favorite pasta," talking about pasta that you're going to have.
So if I'm depressed and this is my cry for help, I'm going to use this line by design in code.
That's what a lot of kids are doing now. And then also the same one about if you see someone post something that says, "I finished my shampoo and conditioner at the same time." Now, you're probably wondering, like, where did these phrases even come from? Like, what does that even, how did they figure that out? Apparently, there's a Reddit user believes that the phrases came from a post that was titled "Don't Kill Yourself Today." And one of the points says to finish your shampoo and conditioner at the same time. And another says it's to tell someone your best pasta recipe. Like, those are going to make you feel better. So people took those two nuggets from that article and they kind of made that the universal code for, "Hey, I'm feeling sad. I'm possibly feeling suicidal. This is my cry for help." And people are reaching out on that.
I'm not on TikTok, so I'm not seeing that stuff. But if someone in your world, you're seeing that, that's you got to take some kind of action on that.
Well, and I'm guessing that this is going to spill over to the other social media platforms. So if you're not on these on TikTok, I've never seen that on TikTok. I am on there. I've never seen it. And but I am also with the algorithm. I'm not.
You're not
amongst
seeing those things.
The Gen
Z,
you know, crowd on that. But it's just a good wake-up call and something to keep an eye open for if you see that anywhere that could be a friend crying for help. So I was really surprised when I found that out. I was like, people need to know this information.
Speaking of the algorithms and stuff, for some reason on Instagram, when I go to, like, my search to look up stuff, there's this, I get some teenage kid. And his TikTok videos posted all the time. It's only one kid. I don't know who he is, but I don't know why, but his TikToks are always showing up in my Instagram suggested
viewing.
On your
Explore page?
Yes, yes. I have no idea why I'm getting this kid.
Huh.
I'm like, how do I get rid of this
kid? What's his name?
Let me see if I can find him.
He must be a famous TikToker.
Yeah, I think he's... And I've watched some of them. I'm like, oh, this kid's kind of funny, some of the stuff that he's doing. But maybe that's why, because I watched one, so they keep suggesting it.
I'm really curious as to who it is.
I gotta pull him up here. The thing is frozen.
Mine is all Baby Yoda memes. That's pretty much it. I've got Baby Yoda memes. Oh, there's a Post Malone meme. Baby Yoda, Baby Yoda. Yeah. And then home renovation stuff. That's pretty much my
Explore
page. It's so funny how they figure you out.
Mine's just blank loading.
Oh, you're not getting anything? You got to let me know. I'm really curious which TikToker it is.
I got to scroll. So I got mine, by the way, I got Muscle Cars, some fitness chicks.
Oh, how'd those get
how'd
there?
They get up here? yeah, I got to find it.
Okay, let me know. Right. Finally, this morning, staff at Queen Elizabeth's Vacation Home in Scotland say pooping visitors are making the grounds a mess.
Wait, what?
Yeah. A tweet from Balmoral Castle, an employee, says many wipes are being thrown away around the estate as people continue to relieve themselves next to monuments, busy paths, and streams. Officials are asking that people relieve themselves as far away from buildings as possible, especially due to the possible transmission of COVID-19. As many social media users pointed out, all of this could be avoided if they opened some of the public bathrooms. After all, the estate spans 50,000 acres, so... since there are no open public bathrooms, they are pooping on the grounds of Queen Elizabeth's vacation home.
I see her showing up there. I feel like she always has a blue dress on, and she always has a purse in her hand.
Oh yeah, the purse is a signal. Did you not know about her purse? The purse signal.
Like, don't talk to me.
When she's done with a conversation, she moves her purse to the other hand, and when that happens, her people know. Get her out of this situation.
I need me a purse and a handler that'll do that.
I am so done with this conversation.
Move that purse over. Coming up here next hour, did Will Smith let Jada Pinkett have an affair? I'll explain. We got Billie Eilish. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. I think I got to fix Mercedes' podcast yesterday. Gosh,
these
little things that just get to you and you can't shake it until you get it done. I don't know why. We posted it, showed up on the website, but it didn't go to iTunes. But I think I just deleted everything and redid it. So those that subscribe to the podcast, yesterday's show is going up right now as we speak.
And thank you guys for downloading the podcast. It never ceases to amaze me when something happens with the podcast, if something doesn't go up correctly. It's inevitable. We'll get emails or texts or something. Someone will say something like, where's the podcast? What's going on with the podcast? And it's like, wow, thanks for noticing. That's really nice.
Yeah, I got to keep us on because I posted it yesterday and I subscribed to our podcast, but I didn't get the notification. I didn't catch it last night.
That's
that
funny.
Our podcast didn't show up. So I'm hitting save right now and
voila.
Boom, it is live on iTunes.
There you go. Now you can download it.
I've got a clear mind now. I'm ready to go.
Was that distracting you?
I think you brought it to my attention at 5:45. Couldn't fully focus because the whole thing. It's one of those things where it just dangles over your head till you get it done.
I hear you. I kind of have that distraction thing going this morning. I told you at the beginning of the show. I'm just trying to breathe. So remember way a couple months ago when I told you we were going to do a home renovation and people told us if you can survive a home renovation, you can survive anything, your marriage. The marriage has been fine. I mean, there's some things here and there where we bicker over, but all in all, everything's great there. But there's other things that have come along that are really making me like stressed out. And it's just like, this is not arriving. That's not arriving, whatever. So yesterday I just felt like, you know, whenever someone does something that's not the norm in the neighborhood, someone inevitably complains. And I made a comment to my husband a couple weeks ago. I go, how long do you think it'll be before a neighbor complains about us doing the renovation? And he's like, don't put that out there. If you put that out in the universe, it's going to happen. And I was like, okay, I won't. But I'm not, I kept thinking it. I'm like, something's going to happen. So yesterday, I get this email. And the email says my address and it says animal complaint.
Animal complaint? You have no animals.
Right. So that's why I'm curious. I'm like, what? So it says, the gist is, I've received a complaint that you're not picking up feces from your dog.
Mercedes, when did you get a dog?
Described as, and then it's a description of said dog. It's also talking about how the dog is kind of out of control and there's fears that the dog is going to get loose. And then it says, please be a good neighbor and always clean up after your dog and make sure the dog is under control. So I'm like, what? And then I look, is the address right? Because that's my address. Why am I getting this? So the sarcastic person in me wants to write back, my dogs are dead. Just see.
Send a picture of the, because I know you have Max and Molly. I think we all do it. If you have your dog cremated, you get that little box with their name on it and the paw print.
These are my dogs.
And maybe some fur inside. It's so sweet and endearing. But just send a picture back. Are these the dogs you're talking about?
I was so confused. So I'm on edge and I'm thinking, who said that? Is it a neighbor that's mad that I'm doing renovations? Like, what the heck? So I write back. I'm like, we don't have dogs. I don't know who you're talking about. It's not me. And I feel bad because the poor person doing their job is just relaying messages. They don't know. And I say, hey, the description I've seen at this address, maybe someone that fits that description.
Oh, hold on. Let's not breeze over that comment. The description in that dog, that's not me, but house 202 down the street, that's your guy.
I can't take the blame for something. I didn't do it.
But you snitched out. And listen, I'm all for it. You got to pick up your dog's poop. You really do.
Yes.
And if you have a dog that's unruly and not on a leash, come on now. But you pass the buck. You say, listen, it's not me, but it's the two houses down. You didn't hear it from me?
I just was like, it could be this person because it's not me. And so they wrote back. They're like, oh, my gosh, so sorry. The person who reported you got the wrong address. I'm like, well, no crap. Okay, yeah, I know. So that just rubbed me the wrong way for the rest of the day. I've been so distracted by that. Then there was another issue with one of our vendors and this and that. And it's just like, does anyone have, what was your HOA or your neighbor issue that you had to deal with? 702-364-9400. This is my worst fear. I've thought, man, as soon as you start a home renovation, you open yourself up, you become a target, and then people all of a sudden they're complaining about this and complaining about that, and oh man, here we go.
The last HOA thing, the heavy thing that I got was a letter regarding the paint. My paint was fading on my house.
Oh.
And you get the letter with pictures. Like, whoa, man, when did someone come by and take pictures of my house?
Like, who was that?
Yeah.
How did I miss that?
And they're saying it was just the garage that had faded. So, like, listen, your house is due for painting, but the main thing you have to get in right now is the garage because of these certain issues. And because of that, I ended up getting the entire house painting. I had a guy come out, gave me an estimate on the garage, and it was not cheap. I'm like, dude, oh, this stinks, and I have to get it done because the HOA is coming down on you. And then it was later on the afternoon, I was going somewhere, and there's someone painting a house. I'm like, dude, would you mind giving me an estimate on my garage? This guy's estimate for my entire house was lower than the estimate on my garage.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, just proof you need to get a second opinion every single time.
He gave me the estimate. I'm like, this is for the garage? He goes, no, for your entire house. I'm like, whoa, let's do it, buddy.
Oh, so you, no more complaints, I take it?
This was like 3 years ago I had it done. My wife was out of town for work for like 4 or 5 days. So the house was painted when my wife was gone. And I did a thing. I wanted to wait how long until my wife noticed the entire house was painted. It went 2 days.
She didn't even notice.
And I finally pointed out, I'm like, do you notice something different about the house? She goes, no. I'm like, I had the whole thing painted. She didn't even notice it.
Oh, look at that. She probably still didn't notice after the fact. Julie just sent us a message. Says, I'm the treasurer of an HOA. It's literally a nightmare dealing with gossip and complaining people. Jesse says, I hate when they send pictures. Okay, Ronald, your job is to creep through the neighborhood taking stealthy pics of my trash can. I hope you're proud of yourself. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, Nicole.
Hey, Nicole. Have you had an HOA or neighbor nightmare?
My neighbors have chickens.
Oh, enough said.
Yeah.
All day. Do you ever friend them and get some free eggs or anything like that?
No, and you know what? I wouldn't care as much if they gave us eggs. Never even offered.
Oh, man.
That's what it comes down to, not offering you the eggs.
My dogs are dead. Sorry, it wasn't my dogs that pooped on someone's lawn.
That would have been the ultimate passive-aggressive. But it was 2 hours down.
Well, I can't give the actual details. I didn't give out the exact person, but I said down the street. I don't know people's addresses.
But no, seriously, but if you have someone there, let's all be honest, okay? If you have someone who's walking a dog, and the dog is pooping, and they're not picking it up, come on now. You got to pick that stuff up.
We go on a walk every night, and there's people that let their dogs go to the bathroom literally on the sidewalk. On the sidewalk, and they leave it. It's one thing in the grass, but you're walking, and then it's like, who lets their dog go to the bathroom on the sidewalk and just leaves it?
You done? All right, come on, let's go. Good job.
Oh, my gosh. It's unbelievable.
All right, coming up here in the dirt, did Will Smith let Jada Pinkett have an affair? Very interesting story. Details in just about 7 minutes.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Did Will Smith let Jada Pinkett have an affair? Follow along here. Singer August Alsina claims he had an affair with Jada Pinkett Smith with Will Smith's consent. He said, quote, "I actually sat down with Will and had a conversation due to the transformation from their marriage to life partnership, and he gave me his blessing." So August is 27, Jada is 48. He was introduced to her by her son, Jaden, and became very close to her. And the whole family actually all became friends. They went on vacation to Hawaii back in 2016. Now, Jada's reps says that the story is absolutely not true.
That's so shady. I saw that interview with that guy, and I don't know. I don't know what to believe. I know that Will and Jada have an interesting relationship. They talk about it. She does that Red Table Talks.
Yeah.
And they talk about their relationship and how different it is. But I don't know. I don't know what I believe as far as that goes.
Let's role play this out. How would that go? You play the role of Will Smith, and I'll be August. I'm going to ask you if I can sleep with your wife.
Okay.
Hey, Will, how you been, man?
I've been good. How you doing, man?
Good. You know, I had fun in Hawaii with the family. A little favor to ask.
Yeah, you got it. Anything. Mine is yours.
Oh, funny you say that. Your wife. Could I sleep with her?
Absolutely. You have my blessing.
Thank you.
It's as simple as that. That's how it went down, guys. We have the transcripts.
Hey, Jada, I spoke to your husband, and he said it's cool.
Oh, that's great. Did he give you his blessing?
Oh, my gosh.
I like simplifying things. We don't need to make things complicated. Come on.
It's an easy world if we just break it down. Brad Pitt was spotted leaving Angelina Jolie's home on a motorcycle after a 2-hour visit. Now, this is the first time they've been seen anywhere near each other since their split back in 2016. The word on the street is that they're getting along better as they co-parent their kids.
Well, that's good. I wonder, though, if they're like, since I'm here.
He rides a motorcycle like Jax Teller.
Oh, one of those big guys. He looks like Jax Teller.
He does.
They look a lot alike. How did I just piece that together?
They do have something very similar. If you don't watch Sons of Anarchy or never watched it, Jax Teller rides his motorcycle with sneakers, and that's what Brad Pitt does.
Oh, I thought you meant he had a motorcycle like him.
No.
Oh, this I was thought like that's what you meant.
Looked like a BMW or something, but Jax Teller has those white tennis shoes, and that's what Brad Pitt had on.
I was driving behind a guy on a motorcycle this morning on the way in, and I was just watching him just like, wow. People who ride motorcycles, you guys are so brave, because I would be so scared out there just
thank you
in the open.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you ride motorcycles?
I do have one now.
Is a dirt bike the same thing as a motorcycle?
I called it. Mine is an enduro bike. I can take it's street legal. I can go on the 215. I can drive it anywhere. It's an enduro bike. It's on road, off road.
Okay.
I say that.
I'm just picturing a motorcycle like a Harley.
Yes. No, I say that sarcastically because mine has, I think, 213 cc's. It's a very tiny. Kids passed me on their bicycles. A little girl passed me on a Razor scooter yesterday.
Oh, really? Wait, enduro bike, is this like one of those bicycles with a motor on it?
No. Mine is a legitimate like motorcycle.
They look like bicycles.
There's different kinds of enduro bikes, but mine's a little bit beefier than that. But it's not big at all, and I'm scared driving it through my neighborhood to get to the trails.
Yeah, I'm literally looking at all of them. They all look like regular bikes with little motors on them.
Oh, you're the wrong. I'll send you a picture. I might downgrade to that. It's more my speed.
Yeah, those look really cool. That way you don't have to pedal if you're going up the hill.
Khloe Kardashian recently celebrated her 36th birthday, and she was sporting a massive rock on her finger. And fans are speculating that maybe she and Tristan Thompson have gotten engaged. She hasn't said anything to indicate that there's a renewed romance, but she had a big rock on her finger.
Oh, that's cool. Very nice.
Ozark is coming to an end. Netflix has renewed the show for an expanded fourth and final season, which will be split into two parts. So I guess we're getting a fourth and technically fifth season if they're breaking it up in two.
Okay. I was like silent because I was just like, why?
I know.
It's so good. Why end it? It's just like they did with S Creek. It's so good right now. Don't make it stop.
I think S Creek might come back.
I hope so.
It's got plenty
of that show.
You know, maybe take a year or two off. It definitely has so much more life to it. Production hasn't started on the new season of Ozark because of coronavirus, and so far there's no premiere date set. But once things kick off, creator and star Jason Bateman is promising fans a supersized season with supersized problems for the birds.
Wow.
Jason Bateman, he's a treasure. That guy has done some great work.
He has been working since he was a kid. And yeah, I love that guy. He is such a good actor.
His sister?
Justine Bateman.
And she is from?
Oh, that 80s show. I can't remember the name of it. Growing Pains. Family Ties.
Sha-la-la-la.
Sha-la-la-la. Yes.
BuzzFeed had a whole thing about famous people and their unknown siblings. And going through it, I was blown away at some of these siblings. I had no idea they had brothers and sisters. Like, who's married to Blake Lively? What's his name? Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
He's got brothers. You're like, dude, one guy's a big dude, looks like a salesman. What's up? Yeah, I'm Tom Reynolds. I'm his brother. It's just, they don't look anything alike. They're just two different worlds. It's so funny to see it.
Yeah, I know. And living in your sibling's shadow, too, like that. That's got to be difficult.
And they had Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt has a brother named Doug Pitt. They had his picture up there as well.
Doug Pitt is handsome.
He's a good-looking guy.
Yeah, he's very handsome.
1 hour from right now, we have for you a two-night staycation at the D Las Vegas. It is yours when you win. Heads up. Katy Perry, the song is called Daisies. I was just looking at an article about Katy Perry, and man, people have time on their hands. It's a website called Newsbreak, and they were studying her baby bump and saying that based on the size of her baby bump that she's due any day now.
Oh, wow. Yeah, she is pretty far along, you could tell. And they said it's going to be a summer baby, so here we are.
We're in summer. Yeah.
It's 7:30. It is Wednesday. Thank you guys for joining the show. So what were you just telling me off the air that you guys are getting deliveries
oh
up at your house?
This is insanity at my house. You drink alkaline water, do you not?
Yes, I have a bottle right here.
So my wife swears by alkaline water as well. She's a certain brand that she loves, and We've run out of alkaline water. I'm like, there's Dasani, there's the filter in the fridge, and she'll drink it. And she says she's got Crohn's disease, and she says it upsets her stomach. So I get it. So I make sure she has her special alkaline water. So she went to order it on Saturday, and she placed an order, and she got a thing from Amazon saying cannot process order. And she was ordering just two cases. I'm like, that's odd. And so she hit it again. It's coming back. You can't, not unable to process order. So then I jumped on through Amazon, and I was able to find two cases through Whole Foods. I'm like, cool. So I ordered it, and I told her, I'm like, don't worry, I got the water covered. And she shows me again. She gets so odd. It's like, I don't know why. Is it my credit card or something? They're just saying they can't process my order. So later on that afternoon, the doorbell rings, and I open it up, and there's the two cases of her alkaline water that I ordered. And then later on that day, I either heard like some shuffling outside the door. When I open it up, it's the Amazon delivery guy again, and he's walking up, and he's got another case of her water. Puts it down, and I'm like, oh, this must be one of the things. It must have went through. He's like, I got a few more.
What?
I'm like, you got a few more. He had three more. He had four cases of this alkaline water. Big cases. I'm like, we ordered four, and he goes, yep. So something happened where my wife just kept hitting reorder, and Amazon saying they can't process it. Must have took her order and was able to process it at some point. So at that point, Saturday night, we had six cases of this alkaline water. I came home from work yesterday. There were two more cases outside of our front door.
Oh, my gosh. You have enough water to last you a lifetime, it sounds like.
Mercedes, this is insane. I didn't even know. I'm like, where did this order come from? So it was a deal where Not processing. She kept hitting click, try, retry, retry, and they must have all went through at the same time because I think we're good now, but we have 8 cases of this stuff.
That is... is it the kind that I use? Because I'll buy some of it from
you. It's a different brand.
Dang it!
Yeah, it's a different brand.
Oh, I totally would have used that. Have you ever accidentally purchased something? Same thing, where you didn't think the transaction went through, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh gosh, I just bought that 2 or 3 times. Or some other way, you didn't mean to hit send, but you did. 702-364-9400. I did something very similar 2 nights ago. It's so funny because... I think I was on Instagram and I saw an ad for some clothes at Nordstrom, and I was like, oh, that's a cute shirt. And so I open it and I look at it and I'm like, I want to buy that. So it was on sale. I was so excited. And so I go on there, I put it in my cart, and then I just, not even paying attention, check out. Da, 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 da. So I'm doing something later on my phone. I'm checking my email and I get the confirmation that it's being shipped to my house. And I scroll down and I look at the total, and the total is like $312. I'm like, wait a second. This shirt was literally $26. What? So I'm looking, and I didn't realize it, but my sweet child was looking on the Nordstrom website, and she saw all these cute little things she liked and put them in my cart.
Oh.
And I didn't notice that they were in the cart. So I'm like, Brooklyn, why'd you put all these things in my Nordstrom cart? She's like, oh, I didn't buy anything. I'm like, I know you didn't buy anything because I just bought them. She's like, wait, you bought them? I'm like, yeah. Because I didn't know they were in the cart. I'm going to get my $26 shirt, but I'm also going to get these shoes you liked and this swimsuit and all this stuff. And so I tried to cancel the order and I couldn't. So it's gonna come to my house and then I'm going to have to take it all back.
Has anyone else been in that situation, the accidental order? Maybe you're like a situation like Mercedes. You don't realize what's sitting in your cart. Or maybe you were looking at stuff a couple weeks ago and that stuff stays in your cart. Until you delete it.
That's a thing. I didn't realize she had my Nordstrom login. That's the scary thing. How'd she get my login for that?
Oh, is it saved on your computer? Or yeah, oh, it was on her. She must have been on her laptop.
She was on her phone, and she just throws things in there. She does that on our Amazon account, too, because I let her buy something off Amazon one time. So now she has our login, and she just puts stuff in the cart randomly, and I usually catch those. Because you're looking right there, you see the number in the cart.
Uh-huh.
And I'll just put those in save for later. But I didn't catch the Nordstrom one. That was a bit of a surprise.
Is that a thing? Because my wife will do that. She'll just jump online and like ShopBop or something, and she'll just fill up a shopping cart. No intentions to buy it, but she just kind of goes through it, stuff she likes, and puts it in a shopping cart. And I made a mistake for her birthday 1 year, because I know she does this, as I jumped online, and I have her account, and I bought some of the stuff that was in her cart. And it arrived, and she's like, what is this for her birthday? And I'm like, it was in your shopping cart. She's like, it doesn't mean I wanted it. I was just kind of looking at stuff. I was just kind of like deciding if I like that. I'm like, ah.
Oh, man, you're trying to do something nice. What is this?
What is this? Like, where did you get the idea?
This.
I'm like, it was in your shopping cart. She's like, it doesn't mean I wanted it. Like, why would you put it in your shopping
cart
then?
Yeah, exactly. You only put stuff in your shopping cart you want.
Now, coming up next, we got the hot 3. What do you got for us?
All right, we are going to talk about, where is the hot 3 here? Sorry. I'm so turned around. Okay, hot 3 coming up. We were just talking about clothes. How to safely shop for clothes in person during this outbreak. Also, a lot of us are going to be cooking this weekend, grilling outside. How does the average American like to eat their barbecue? We're going to talk about that. And what are America's favorite dining and fast food restaurants? Can you guess number one? Number one on the full service restaurant, I've never heard of. We'll see if you guys have. Coming up next in the Hot 3.
Don't ghost us. Mercedes in the Morning will be right back. Mix 94.1.
Mercedes, are you a fan of Kelsea Ballerini?
Yes, I am. She's awesome.
This is going to be awesome. Tomorrow afternoon, 3 o'clock, tune into radio.com for a very special radio.com live with Kelsea Ballerini. Ballerini is happening tomorrow at 3 o'clock. And I know she's a fan of ours.
Yes, she sent us a message, right?
Yeah, she did.
What's up, Mercedes and JC? It's Kels. And I heard that you're celebrating your 1,000th show. That is a lot of shows. Congratulations, and I hope to see you very soon and celebrate with you.
She never took us up on that offer to celebrate, though.
Man.
And now the pandemic, so that's not going to happen.
Should we jump onto the radio.com performance tomorrow? Like, hey, Kels,
remember?
You said we got the audio here. So that's cool. It happens tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
All right, experts say if you are shopping for clothes in person during this pandemic, make sure you are careful. If you're going to try on clothes, experts say proceed at your own risk. There haven't been enough studies done to determine how long coronavirus lives on fabric, but if someone with the virus has touched the clothing and then you touch your eyes or face, there is a chance you could get sick. They say make sure you bring hand sanitizer that's at least 60% alcohol. Use it before you enter the store and then again when you leave. And they also say you don't need to be too concerned about bringing coronavirus into your home via your new purchases, especially with retailers engaging in stricter sanitation procedures. But if you are worried, you can leave your clothes out for 3 days, then wash them like you normally would.
Yeah, my routine is, I remember when things first broke out, I would go grocery shopping. I had a process wiping every single thing down. I'm still very cautious, but I don't wipe down every single item like I did when things kind of first broke out.
Yeah, I'm still washing my hands a lot. But same thing, when we would get an Amazon box, I would like spray it with stuff. And
set it on fire.
Now I'm just kind of letting it sit there for a day or so, yeah. And then I'll get it, but... maybe this is part of the problem. Maybe we need to do that again. Who knows? Also this morning, if you leave the steaks on the grill too long this weekend, don't worry. You might not get many complaints because the most popular way to cook a steak in 2020 is well done. What? 21% of Americans say they prefer their steak well done, according to a new poll. Medium well is next with 20% of the vote, and then medium at 16%. How do you prefer your steak?
If I do steak, medium.
Yeah, same. Yeah. I do medium also. Three out of ten people say they're planning to attend a cookout this weekend. We do it 6 times a summer on average, and July 4th is the most popular day for it. 57% of us think steak tastes better on a grill than it does in a pan or in a smoker, and 60% of us feel confident in our ability to cook a good steak. The T-bone is our favorite cut, followed by porterhouse, ribeye, and filet mignon. And 43% of us think plain old salt and pepper are the best seasonings for steak, but 44% also like to use a marinade.
I remember as a kid, we went out. It's like my buddy's parents took us out to dinner, and we got steaks. And I didn't know how to order that stuff at a restaurant, so I just followed whoever was in front of me, their lead. And the person next to me ordered theirs medium rare. So I'm like, how do you want your steak? I'm clueless. I don't know. I don't eat steak as a kid. I'm like, medium rare. Oh, the thing was bloody. I had totally vivid memory of that first time having steak at a restaurant.
The first time I ever ordered a steak was at a homecoming my junior year in high school. It was me and my date and then another couple. And I've had steak at restaurants, but my mom always ordered it for me. So they're going around and I was like, okay. And I heard what the other girl and the other couple ordered, and she ordered a filet mignon. But I didn't know that's what it was called, so I thought she said a flaming mignon.
Uh-huh.
And so I said, I'll have a flaming mignon. And my date's like, a what? I go, a flaming mignon? And he's like, it's a filet mignon. I was like, oh, okay. So I had no idea. I was so embarrassed the rest of the night. Who knew it was called that? And then they asked, how do you want it cooked? And I was like, oh, God, don't ask me
right?
these questions.
Surprise me.
Yeah, surprise me. It's mooing when it comes out. Finally, this morning, speaking of restaurants, America's favorite dining and fast food restaurants are Longhorn Steakhouse and Chick-fil-A. Now, Chick-fil-A, definitely heard of, but I've never heard of Longhorn Steakhouse. Have you?
We used to have one on Maryland Parkway and Flamingo.
Do we have any now?
No, this was back in the mid-90s it was there. Longhorn, if I'm right, they would have the peanuts at the bar, and their gimmick was you eat the peanuts and just drop the shells on the floor at the bar, so you'd walk in and there'd be peanut shells everywhere.
Are you thinking Roadhouse?
I thought it was called Longhorn. I could be wrong.
Because we used to go to a place called Roadhouse and then also Lone Star.
Oh, was it Lone? Hey, anyone in Vegas in the mid-90s, you know what I'm talking about? Maryland Parkway, Flamingo, there was a steakhouse there. What was it?
There was a Lone Star Steakhouse also, I believe, on Decatur, like North Saharan Decatur-ish.
Yeah.
But it was Lone Star.
Lone Star.
Steakhouse.
Maybe it was Lone Star.
Yeah. Anyone know Longhorn Steakhouse? 702-364-9400. The results from the American Customer Satisfaction Index report shows that full service restaurants are losing the most favor, with U.S. consumers falling like 2.5% to an ACSI score of 79 out of 100. They were asked to evaluate their recent experiences in these sit down and fast food restaurant. Longhorn Steakhouse has had a steady rating for a third year in a row with a ranking of 81. That's the best one, that beat their rival Texas Roadhouse's ranking of 80. As the low end of the full service industry, it was Denny's, Red Robin, and Ruby Tuesday. And then as far as fast food goes, Chick-fil-A, they're doing really well. They had an 84 rating on that. That was followed by Chipotle, Arby's, Domino's, and Dunkin'.
We went from like zero Chick-fil-A's in town to now they're popping up all over the place.
All over the place.
We have one there in Summerlin that's under construction. It'll be Charleston and Fort Apache right there, Boca Park area.
Yeah, they're all over now. Hey, Billy, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. It was called the Lone Star, and the girls, all the waitresses would do line dancing. And that's how they would all stop, and they would do like line dancing. It was called the Lone Star.
Yeah, I've been to a Lone Star, and that was good, and I love the peanut gimmick. That was, like, my favorite thing. But this Longhorn place, I've never heard of it. Now, Mac, I think, has. Hey, Mac, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good. Have you heard of Longhorn Steakhouse?
I have, yeah. They had a couple of them in Washington State, and JC was talking about the peanuts on the floor. Roadhouse and Longhorn both do that peanuts on the floor thing.
I'm looking here for find a long.
Not good if you got a peanut allergy going to that place.
Yeah, no kidding. I don't think there are any Longhorns here in Nevada, which is a bummer. It's the best sit down restaurant in the country, and we don't have it.
That spot at Maryland Parkway in Flamingo, that's where that Toys R Us was too back in the day. Remember we had Toys R Us? You'd go into the toy store and walk around.
See, I was never like an East Side girl. I never really went there or lived there. So I don't, like, when you say places that were down there by UNLV, I didn't go to UNLV until I was older. And then also I didn't live there. I just drove in, tried to find a parking spot, which was nearly impossible, and then left.
You didn't get Moose's, Tom and Jerry's.
I went to that Einstein Bagels before.
That's the first time I ever saw you. We were working together. I remember I peeked my head in to see what you looked like.
You really?
Uh-huh.
I've been to that Starbucks there, and then I used to walk by that In-N-Out to class every day, and the smells. Oh, my gosh. Ugh, so good.
Delicious. All right, coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour at 8:25, check this out. Just for you, a two-night staycation at the D Las Vegas. You'll get it when you win Heads Up. I'm through with standing. Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. In the Hot 3, we're just talking about all those old school kind of Vegas restaurants and hangouts there on the east side of town around UNLV. And that was my stomping ground when I first, that area was my stomping grounds when I first came to town in the mid-90s. And back in college, I worked at Value Rent-A-Car, corner of Paradise and Flamingo. It's where that CVS is now. And I go back to my days at Value Rent-A-Car, and there was a song that was played every single shift, multiple times. I think you know what it is, Mercedes.
Oh, I laugh every time I hear this song because I think of you and how much you hate this song. Like, literally, he will cringe if he hears it. He's just, I'm looking at you right now. He's hunched back, like his body is being attacked by demons. It looks like you're about to throw up. He hates this song, guys.
Only reason, because this song, multiple times, every single shift, I would hear it. Next in line, driver's license, credit card. Okay, great. You have a car for 4 days? Perfect.
I think it's a cute song. It sounds very kind of tropical. It's like, I don't know. I think it's fine.
The first time I heard it, I remember it came on at Value Rent-A-Car. I'm like, cool, it's Blondie. Second time, cool. Like the 300th time I've heard it, like, enough already. Could we put another Blondie song on the six-disc changer?
I can respect that. When you hear it over and over and over again, it gets pretty taxing on your soul.
Is there a song that you just can't stand because of your work? Maybe it's a song that's just played over and over and over where you work. What is that song? 702-364-9400. I actually have here, a study was done. Songs that drive retail employees crazy because these songs are played over and over. It's like a top 10 list. And I want to see if you can guess what number one is.
Oh, gosh. Okay, say that again.
These are songs that drive retail employees crazy because they're played over again on the PA system inside their store.
Hmm. Okay, I am going to open my iTunes. I'll have to turn it up loud for you because I'm trying to think what I always hear. For some reason, and I love this song, but I do always hear this at the grocery store. Like, all the time. I'm not sure why. How will I know?
Whitney.
Whitney Houston. It's got to be on there. How will I know?
Whitney Houston is not on on this survey's top 10 list.
Really?
Yeah. But here,
I always hear this at the grocery store, and I'm going around like, how will I know? Now, granted, I haven't been to a grocery store since March, but still, I hear it a lot.
This one's on the list. Gold jewelry shining so bright. Strawberry champagne on us. Lucky for you, that's what you're at the Gap, maybe getting some clothes.
Lucky for you, that's I could totally hear this if, like, you're inside. What's that store with all the funny t-shirts? My kids love it.
Spencer's Gifts?
No, it's like in downtown Summerlin. Is it PacSun?
Oh, is there a PacSun down there?
One of those stores they love. Urban Outfitters, whatever.
How about this song?
No, I never would have guessed this.
I'm trying to think of the last retail store I was in. Bee Gees is a stretch for me. This is not a retail store song.
No, not at all. What about this song here? Let me see.
10,000 Maniacs? Was it Natalie Merchant?
This says Patti Smith Group. Maybe I got a remake of it. But I always hear this song.
I think it's
because
the original,
the night. Because the night what? Like, why? I hear that one. That's not on it?
No, either the Patti Smith or Patti Smythe and nor the 10,000 Maniacs version.
Okay.
Not on there.
Let's try Jacob. Jacob, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good. What do you think is a song that retail workers absolutely hate because they hear it so much?
Yeah, it's funny you were just talking about Patti Smythe. I worked in a warehouse in the 90s and all we ever heard was the song The Scandal. Or sorry. The Warrior by Scandal.
Oh, The Warrior.
Oh,
I love
my gosh.
Song.
I totally forgot about that song. JC's going to connect his phone to the soundboard here because you know you love that song.
Let me hit it. Oh, yeah.
Now we've lost Jacob as a listener. Thanks a lot, JC. No. Thank you, Jacob.
There was a DJ in the 90s called The Warrior, and he was awesome.
Oh, really?
Here in Vegas, yeah. He seems so cool. Where's The Warrior now?
Sitting on the edge of heartache. Bang, bang. I am The Warrior.
I want to ask about some old school. No, let me pull this up here. Okay, so let's go with this song right here. This is on the list.
Oh, I love this song. I never get sick of this song.
You're in Albertsons and this comes on?
I'm totally down with this song.
All right, I'll jump right to number one. So according to this new study, these are songs that drive retail employees crazy.
Wait. One more guess.
Okay. Toto.
Toto. No?
It was this Weezer's cover of Toto.
No, that's not it.
No, Toto Africa's not on there, no.
How about this one?
This is very dental office-ish.
It is.
This is it? Kenny Loggins?
I legitimately found an album called Now That's What I Call Yacht Rock. And all these songs are on it. Okay, go ahead. What is it?
Okay, you walk in Albertsons, you're doing your shopping, and if you listen closely, you'll probably hear this song. I'm in love
with the shape of you. Oh, yes. Everywhere. Everywhere. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like... Places JC shops. And places everyone else shops. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet. And if you want some Yacht Rock, like I said, now that's what I call Yacht Rock.
Well, this is perfect because Mercedes has the Yacht Rock playlist opened. Coming up at 8:25, we have Heads Up. When you win Heads Up, if you want a Yacht Rock song, we'll do it. We'll play any song you want. And also,
I think we have to draw the line at Yacht Rock, honestly.
No. If someone says they want Kenny Loggins, this is it. We're playing it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, fine. But you better pick a good one. It better.
Yeah, it's going to be good Yacht Rock.
You can't let us down on that one.
So not only get to play.
I'm opening our Christopher Cross library right now.
You'll also, this is pretty cool, you'll win a two-night staycation at the D Las Vegas. It's all coming up at 8:25. And up next, we kick off 60-plus minutes commercial-free.
Hey, this is Jay Love, and here's your top five most requested songs from last night's Mix.
Are you looking to get out of the house, need a little break? We have for you a two-night staycation at the D Las Vegas. It is yours coming up here in just about 5 minutes when we do Heads Up.
It is 8:19. It is Wednesday morning. Thank you guys for joining us. I am feeling fresh today. I am feeling happy because I washed my hair last night. It's such a small thing that can have such huge, huge results on your attitude. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You may not know what I mean because your hair is shorter.
Hair is energy. I swear, I live by that. Hair is energy. Having a good hair day, you feel great. Leave the house with a bad hair day, things are just off because hair is energy.
Based on that way of thinking, because you've said that ever since I've met you, do bald people have no energy? Is that what you're saying?
No, not at all. I'm just saying those that have hair, it's an energy about them.
So those without hair don't have an energy about them?
No, it's a different kind of energy. It's a different energy.
Explain. I'd like to know. Just kidding.
I got this. Lenny Kravitz said it once in an interview. He was talking about his hair and stuff. And I'm like, you know what, Lenny Kravitz? You're right. Hair is energy.
Was that when he had really long, long hair?
And I think he cut it.
Yeah.
And so that's what he was saying. His hair is energy. And he wanted to change in energy, so he changed his hair.
That's interesting. Because, ever since I've known you, you've said that. But then I always thought, well, what about like Vin Diesel? Does he not have energy?
He has he's a big guy. He's a muscular guy. He has that muscle energy going on where someone that doesn't have those muscles doesn't have that muscular energy that Vin Diesel has.
So basically you're saying skinny, bald guys, you have no energy.
No, they have a different kind of energy.
What
do they have? They have the energy of their eyes. Beautiful
what
eyes.
What if they can't see?
Blind, bald, skinny guys.
Yeah.
They have their energy of their voice. God help me if they can't speak.
They can't.
Man!
The reason I bring up the hair thing is, ladies, I don't know if it's just me, because my husband is like, he always says, I think you're the only woman who really makes this an issue. But I washed my hair last night. That's why I was so excited, because it had been like 4 days. And I will literally plan my whole week around what days I wash my hair. I hate doing it. It's one of those little easy things that for me is such a pain to do. I can't stand washing my hair. I think my hair looks best on day two or three anyway. Yesterday, oh man, I was rolling with some grease, but I just did my best with my dry shampoo and tried to do with what I had. But is there anything that is really an easy thing, but it is just the biggest pain to do? 702-364-9400. And also, ladies, are you the same way, or am I the only lady that just really hates washing her hair? It is such a pain.
If we all had the powers to, you could press a button and that chore would be done for you. Is that what you would use that push the button thing on?
I would. 100% I would.
You push that button and just magically your hair is washed clean.
And dried.
Blow dried. Everything is all done. You don't have to do it. That's a small thing in life. If you had that magical button, that's what you would apply it to?
I would apply it to that. It would, one, it would save me a ton of time. Two, it would save me so much frustration. And three, I could have it cleaned every day instead of, or at least every other day. But just with the amount of time it takes me to do and all of just all the blow drying and all that, I waste so much time during the day. Is Nudia here? I want to know, like, Nudia, do you feel that same way about washing your hair, or is it not a big deal to you?
I just washed my hair this morning and I feel like a new woman.
How long had it been since you washed it?
I don't even know. I mean, it'd been like 4 days. I was the same as you yesterday. Like, it was a struggle yesterday.
Oh,
like, the dry shampoo was not working. Like, it was just, it was a hot
mess.
You
both have a glow about yourself today.
Really?
I'm
we both have clean hair.
Yeah, I do. It's the hair. Yeah, you guys got a like, oh, Nudie's got a dress going on over there.
Oh, I feel brand new. All brand new.
A new woman. Mercedes, I feel the radiance coming through the we're all separated, three different rooms, but I feel the radiance coming into my studio.
Well, thank you. There's always some tells about my hair. When it's straight, that means I washed it the night before. If it's a straight hair day.
Uh-huh.
I curl it on day two. I really curl it on day three. And day four, I am like either ponytail or just tons and tons of dry shampoo. We're getting so many texts on this. First of all, this one says, I hate brushing my teeth. Don't get me wrong. I still do it twice a day, but I hate it. This one says, I like folding clothes. I like doing laundry, but I hate hanging up shirts. That is a pain, hanging up clothes. I hate folding clothes, too. But
do you, when you get your, if you take something to the dry cleaner and you bring it back to your house, do you take it off the wire hanger and put it on a regular hanger?
Yes, that is my pet peeve. I hate hanging things
on
wire hangers.
Why do you do that? My wife does it, too. It's a waste. I'm all wire hangers. Wire hanger.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Screech as you move things over, and it looks so... I have certain hangers for certain clothes. All my dresses go on black felt hangers, and all my other clothes go on white plastic hangers.
It is, but it's a chore you don't need. My wife does the same thing. She'll be taking them off, and then she drops the hangers down. I got to collect them and bring them back to the dry cleaner. It's a whole thing. Just put them off. You hang it up in the closet.
No, don't tell me what to do. Jacob, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what is that easy little thing that you hate to do?
I shave my head every single morning, and I wish I didn't have to.
Oh, man. Jacob, how does it feel to know JC thinks you have no energy?
Yeah, that's the other reason I called in, because I'm the skinny bald guy. Hopefully I can see.
Oh, Jacob, you have good energy. I
you feel
it coming
see,
through.
See, what Jacob's decided, his energy is no hair on his head. So he's shaving that off. He feels confident.
Sometimes lack of hair gives you energy.
Yes.
Let's be honest. There's a lot of bald guys, man, you're hot. And so that lack of hair gives you some good energy.
Yeah, it's
there.
Good energy versus like a receding thing. You're trying to save it. You know, you go for the bald look,
man,
and it works.
Now you're going after the receding guys. Could you just stop? Seriously, receding guys, like, wait, I didn't want to get involved in this. I was just sitting here being nice. Listening.
I'm drinking my coffee. Why is JC attacking
me? Why'd you pull
me
into this?
Caller 20 right now, 702-364-9400. That's you. You're playing Heads Up, and we have a couple things going on. First is a two-night staycation at the D Las Vegas. And the second thing is, are we doing Yacht Rock or any song they want?
Any song you want. Any song you want. And it might be Yacht Rock. Yeah. I mean, do we have a lot of Yacht Rock in there?
I got my phone with me, so yes.
We got plenty of Yacht Rock. Yeah, caller 20, you get to play Heads Up, 702-364-9400.
It's Lizzo. She does a lot of vegan food, and she was talking about, have you ever had Paleo Puffs?
Oh. She makes all her vegan recipes on TikTok now. She's showing you everything that she does. It's actually really cool to see.
She talks about Paleo Puffs. They're vegan, and they are insanely good.
What's in them?
They're almost like cheese puffs, but they're vegan. They're just like, you can't have one. There's Himalayan sea salt flavored.
Oh, so they're like chips?
Yeah, they're like cheese puffs. Yeah,
but
vegan
stuff. I
thought
she was like baking them up. I'm like, ooh, that sounds good.
No, buy them at Whole Foods.
Yum.
It's Mix 94.1, and we're doing 60-plus minutes commercial-free.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, we have our contestant Lori on the line. Lori, congratulations on being caller 20. And second, what song are you going to pick if you end up winning Heads Up?
Lori was talking about doing a Yacht Rock song, but she said she needed help figuring out a good Yacht Rock song. So I told her we had to open up our library to see what we had.
Is he telling the truth, Lori, or is
he just is,
okay?
He is.
I just want to make sure he's just not trying to get his Yacht Rock song.
No.
Okay, Lori. So let's look in our Yacht Rock library. What do we have that we could play for her?
We have Rupert Holmes' "Escape," the Pina Colada song. We have
that sounds great.
Oh, that's a funny song. Okay, let's do that. Let's make this happen. Pick a category, Lori. Do you want to go with Home is Where the Heart Is or Holiday Road?
Let's go Holiday Road.
Holiday Road it is.
Oh, that's
okay.
Another good song, too.
That is a fun song.
That's a
song.
Great one.
Okay, so these are all things that are related to holidays, okay?
Okay.
Things that are related to holidays. Who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
I'm going to pick you, Mercedes.
Okay.
60 seconds on the clock. You get 6 correct, and we're getting some Rupert Holmes. You start now.
Okay, for Valentine's Day, you decorate with a bunch of these.
part.
Yes. This is what you see on the 4th of July in the sky.
Fireworks.
Yes. This is what you see that carved on Halloween. They carve these.
Oh, pumpkins.
Yes. Pumpkins. Yes. This is the main dish at Thanksgiving.
Turkey.
Yes. This is for Hanukkah. You light the
menorah.
Yes. This is it's a color. Oh, St. Patrick's Day. What's the color?
Green.
Yeah.
Oh, it feels right.
Not only this song, but your staycation at the D Las Vegas two nights. Lori, you're in. Congratulations.
I can't believe it. I listen to you guys every morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We've been together too long.
Kelly Clarkson, I Dare You on Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Okay, so for now, it seems like the great toilet paper shortage of 2020 is over, and there's enough supply to meet our demand. But when everyone was rushing out to stores and hoarding it, did you ever run out?
Of toilet paper? No, we're always good, yeah.
Did you, Nudia, ever run out of toilet paper at any point during this pandemic?
Yep.
Yep.
Like the first week?
Seriously?
Yeah, I didn't stock up. And so I ran out of toilet paper. But I have this really bad habit of, you know, when you go to restaurants or fast food, I don't know why I do this like a hamster. I hoard the napkins and I just keep them like in a big pile in my cabinet.
Oh. So you were using napkins to clean that
Hey, if it works for a Big Mac, it will work for a beautiful Nudia. Well, according to a new survey, 14% of people say yes. At some point, their house did run out of toilet paper. So you're not alone, Nudia. 81% said no, and 4% somehow did not know. The younger someone is, the more likely they are to have run out.
Nudia.
Ooh, it's because I'm young.
Did you have to do the penguin walk? You realize you're out of toilet paper?
The great thing is, like, if you don't have anything to do all day, you could like go to, you know, take a shower, you know, I could just do whatever I wanted. You know, I live alone.
Well, and then also, if you want, you can just take that stack of napkins and leave them by the toilet and you don't have to worry about it. It's just when you're in there already. I know what you're saying. It's like, what do you do?
There's that initial when you go to grab it, like, wait, someone didn't put a new roll
just
on here.
Air dry. Get the hair dryer. yeah, I've done that.
Oh, I do that every time.
Okay. Just want to make
sure. Every single time I dry my hair.
Alone on that.
Yeah, a little shot down there. Yeah.
All right. Nudie's like, wow, did not
I've never
want to know
done that.
That.
Never.
Oh, you should try it. It's nice.
Don't hold it too long, though, because that hot air will get you.
Oh, I put it on the cool setting.
Smart.
It's like, wow, that's refreshing. That is refreshing.
Sometimes you realize you need to spend some more time in the shower, clean it up a little bit more. Like, oh.
This is why I hate washing my hair. I like to use my blow dryer for other parts, not my head. All right. Also this morning, do you know all the words to the Star Spangled Banner? Swallow your drink, JC.
Oh, say, can you see? By the dawn.
Oh, man.
Do you guys want me to?
I respect you for knowing the lyrics. Let's maybe talk them out instead.
Well, keep going. Do you know them?
What so proudly we hailed.
You seriously can't talk them out. You don't have to speak.
No, I at the twilight. I think that's as far as I get.
I don't know the lyrics.
Last
I don't.
Gleaming?
I sing along, so I feel like when you're singing it, I know what's coming up next.
Yeah.
But have me recite it or sing it, I do not know it, no.
71% of Americans think they know all the lyrics to our national anthem, meaning just the first verse that we sing, not the other three verses. So do you know all the lyrics? Only 23% say they probably don't or definitely don't. And another 6% weren't sure, so they probably don't either. And if you think you know the lyrics, include the word over or the word or spelled out O-R, then you do not actually know the right lyrics. It's or the land of the free, which is O apostrophe E-R, spelled O-E-R with that apostrophe in there. So at the end, you know, through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, can you see? No, see, now I can't even do it. We'll say he does that Star Spangled Banner, yet wave, or the land of the, okay. That it's or, not over, and it's not O-R. So the truth is, I don't know if any of us really, I know them when I'm singing.
Yeah.
It. I just, so you hear them right now. It's
put you on the spot. You don't know it.
All right. Finally, this morning, I'm not sure there's any real correlation between your name and whether or not you like to incorporate anything interesting in the bedroom, but we choose to believe there is. There was a study that was just released. It was a poll from one of those online adult sites, and they sell things on that site. Okay. And they looked at the names of the first names of people who bought their products. And by products, I mean their kinkiest products. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So they're trying to figure out which names bought the most. And for men, here are your naughtiest names, okay? Mm-hmm. Charlie, Mike, Ryan, Scott, and Joe.
Joe.
Those are your top five naughtiest names for guys. Also on the list, I see you, David, Brandon, Sam, Fred, and Jordan. Mm-hmm. Buying that stuff on that site.
Did it say what they're buying?
It says their kinkiest products. So it doesn't say specifically. I could go to the site, but I'm sure we have like firewalls on our.
Yeah. We used to have browsing. That too. It would pop up and say, "Do you sure you want to visit this site?" And we have to click yes because it was for work.
Show research.
Yeah.
Gotta do it. As for women, the top naughtiest names are Jessica, Liz, Hannah, Sarah, and Karen. Karens are buying the stuff. They're probably complaining about them too afterwards.
No, man, I'm so sorry, Karen.
I know. I have
I
a friend
so
named
bad
Karen.
For Karens. I do. Your Karens are sweet.
The Karen I know, like, we stopped making jokes about it just because it's getting so old, but she actually thinks it's funny. She goes, I actually take pride in it because when they meet me, I'm the nice Karen.
She's
and
the good
like,
Karen.
Oh. So she loves it.
She's changing the stereotype.
Some of the other names include Alicia, Lily, Lisa, Louise, and Sophia. So there you go. The study also found that toy sales are way up during the pandemic, and as of May, sales had more than doubled from last year.
Was that the last one there?
That is the last one.
So no Mercedes on the list, no Nudie on the list, no JC on the list. We're clear.
No, but...
Because I use an alias.
I was going to say, what's your alias?
The J stands for Joe.
Mike.
I wish I found some better sounds no one's ever heard. I wish I had a better voice to sing some better words.
Put you on the spot, Mercedes. Nickelback or Backstreet Boys?
Backstreet Boys.
Okay, that's what we're playing next.
Is that even a question?
I just wanted to double check. I just want to make sure I got it right.
Oh, it was a quiz. It wasn't just a random question.
Yeah. So it's Backstreet Boys coming up here in just a second. Are you and Matt still getting your daily walks in?
Every single day.
Nice.
Yeah. I was so mad last night though because one of the reasons I like to keep it going. If anyone has an Apple Watch, you can totally relate to the struggle. I like to fill my rings up every day. So there's a ring for movement, which I always fill up. There's a ring for standing, which I always fill up. But the exercise ring, you cannot fill up unless you actually do exercise. And so last night, we're on our walk, and I'm looking, and we've been walking at half hours, meaning I should have 30 minutes of exercise on there. And I've got 7 minutes of exercise.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, what the? So I look, and it's not picking up my exercise movement. So I'm so angry that it's not tracking it. I stopped the workout. I started again. I keep looking. I'm still at 7 minutes. It's not picking up anything. So I finally started running, and it started picking it up.
Oh, good. It got you?
But I only got to 20 minutes before we were done with the walk. And then when I got home, I had to do 10 minutes of weights in order to get my final 10 minutes of exercise.
Because you want to look at that and see all the rings filled, right?
It has to be. You have to have at least a half hour of exercise every day. And if you don't, you don't fill it up. And I've filled up every single day since March 13th when we went on lockdown. So now there's going to be one day I don't fill it. And I'm so scared for that to happen. It's just those little things that make me so happy. You know?
They're almost like positive pet peeves. We've talked about pet peeves before. Let's spin it. Almost like life's a little love. So little things in life that you love. For you, it's that, filling those circles, right?
I love filling those circles. It makes me feel so accomplished, but it's just a little. I like that. Your little love. What's your little love? Instead of a pet peeve, your little love. That's a good phrase.
My little love ties into my running. Since when lockdown started, I started working out outside, and I go for a 2-mile run every day. And it's a little tiny love is when I leave my development. There's a little gate. You got to punch a little code in to get out. And it's when I come running back to the gate that the gate is pried open, or maybe it hasn't shut all the way. The little love for me is that the gate is open. Because for some reason, I've just done a 2-mile run. To stop for that second and hit the gate code to open it up, it's a little thing. I love to come up to the gate, and I see that it's open. The last person to leave behind me maybe didn't close it all the way, and it's just, I can just pop that gate open real fast and go running back into my complex, in my neighborhood. It's a little thing that I just love.
But I get, like, you get a high from that. It's a positive thing. So what is your little love? A tiny little thing that when you get it, it's like, it feels so good. 702-364-9400. On that same note, do you get that also when you're in your car and someone goes through? Would you get there instead of having to open the gate? It's already open because someone just got there, so you get to just breeze right through with them.
Double huge, because I don't have a clicker. My clicker broke, and I need to reach out to my HOA to get a new one. So when I pull up to my gate, I got to punch in the code every time.
Yes.
So that's even a bigger life's little love, to pull up, to roll in, and just slide in and behind the car in front of me.
What about this? This is one of my favorite things. Like, if you go somewhere and you get French fries and there's that random onion ring that they accidentally let in there, that is such a little love for me. I get so excited. I'm like, there's an onion ring or a curly fry.
I was going to say, my tweak is the curly fry, because I'm not a fan of the onion rings. Oh. You get a curly fry, it's gold.
That's so special. It's so special. It's like, wow.
Someone holds the door for you.
Yes, that's always so generous, and I always appreciate that, someone taking the time to do that.
Catching all the green, you ever catch all the green lights driving home from a store or something?
I did last night coming home from Channel 8 when we were hosting Las Vegas Now. I caught every single green light perfectly. It was insane, and I noticed it like this. I'm going to get a red light at some point. Never did. It was crazy.
When you and I were driving home Monday night, I was next to you. You didn't notice me though.
Oh gosh, I can't get used to your car. Really, you got to honk at me.
Did you see that homeless person with a mask on that was coming up on all the vehicles?
No.
Oh, we're both at the same intersection, and they came up on me. I had no money. I normally give money. If a homeless person comes up to me and I have a dollar or something, I'll give them some money. They came up and I had no money. I'm like, ah, I got no money. And then they were coming up to your car next. I wasn't sure if they came up to you or not.
See, I am in my own world in the car. I don't notice anything. That's funny. That's a little love. They didn't come to my car.
She came up. Hey, I'm like, I'm so sorry. That's Mercedes over here behind me.
Nope.
I put my window down. See her? I know her. She's got me in her cover.
Nope, not true. Don't know that person.
Get
over
her
there. Lester says, when a Nevada license plate actually signals, that is a little love. Beth Ann says, when I see something on a car or clothing from my college in Washington, go Cougs. Jessica says, no line at the drive-thru. Jennifer says, sometimes I like when I find pennies or change in parking lots. Debbie says, when I see another Kansas City Chiefs fan here in Nevada. And Brett, oh my gosh, I'm so with you on Brett. It's so heartwarming when you see an elderly couple holding hands. There's something so beautiful about that.
Yeah. Unless they're not a couple, they're not practicing social distancing. What are you two doing?
Holding hands?
You're more susceptible to this thing. Separate.
Oh, I found an onion ring in my fries. Never mind about you.
As requested, Backstreet Boys.
That was the correct answer. This is a little love when you have the choice between Nickelback and Backstreet Boys, and you get to go with Backstreet Boys.
There's that one person out there going, I wanted my Nickelback.
There is. I'm sorry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.